You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Back for another day, hump day as a matter of fact, with Miss Copper running the board. How are you, Copper?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Hi.
Happy hump day.
It is happy hump day. It is Wednesday all day long, and you are halfway to Friday, folks. Hey, listen, we got a full show, and it's going to be a fun show, too. I mean, I think we got some stuff late on today that's going to hit all the marks and definitely nug down in some of the details of things that you got to know as you go out there and watch the world around you. And what I'm enjoying about the fact, I think the show is going to be entertaining as well. We got some segments that I love. Copper's Corner is today at 3 p.m. Going to do a little Adventures in Woke World somewhere around 2:30-ish. First, though, I got my triple dipper for the day. So, Copper, hit that sound effect.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
All right, my triple dipper for the day is this. So three things we're going to weave together today for today's show. Number one is you need to know this. Your Attorney General, Steve Marshall, is one of many that is pushing back on vaccine mandates. There have been some new developments even today. And so Steve Marshall is literally pushing back along with a number of others. Today, the Labor Department has submitted the text of the mandate. So the mandate's getting real, and we're going to see soon what these lawsuits are going to look like. A.G. Marshall will be on the show today at 3:30. You're going to want to hear his comments. The next thing is in Triple Dipper is this. Education is broken in Alabama. I mean broken. We're number 50 out of 50 states. If you look at the math scores, we're number 52 out of 50 states. How does that even happen? But yet education is broken in Alabama. And we got some things that are brewing to possibly change that. State Senator Del Marsh, who has been a leading advocate for education reform, is going to be on the show today at 4 p.m. You're going to want to hear that. And then the other one that I'm going to spend some time unpacking here for the first little bit is just this. You got to learn to speak woke. I mean, if you want to get by in this world, you got to learn to speak woke. And so we're going to spend some time talking about what is woke and how do these spin doctors in the White House make things sound like they do? I'm talking like breaking news right now. President Biden is on the TV, sitting here in the studio, having a cup of Just Love coffee. I am watching President Biden, and I was watching him before I went on the air. I had to mute it to go on the microphone here, and he's just stumbling badly through his speech, but he's basically addressing the supply chain crisis, and yet he's spinning it. It's going to be wonderful. Oh, look, he just turned around and walked away without a question. Man, he just did. While I'm sitting here watching, President Biden just turned around and made a beeline for the door. Questions being shouted at him. All right, anyway, more of that. But woke speak, you got to learn to speak woke. So here's the deal. Let me go at it this way. Okay, so anyone who's ever spent any time at all around the military has probably heard about the Good Idea Ferry. The Good Idea Ferry, it's a mil-speak jargon. It's one of those euphemisms that somehow gets passed around in the green suit community. The Good Idea Fairy. The Good Idea Fairy is that little pixie that floats through the room, finds that thing that actually works just fine, and then sprinkles some good idea dust on it just to make it change for no reason. No good reason, just to make a change. And everybody hates the Good Idea Fairy, and yet somehow it just keeps on sprinkling that fairy dust. But as much as the Good Idea Fairy is actually loathed and joked about in the military, that little heathenous elf is actually apparently lovingly embraced by liberals. Because they just can't stop themselves from doing things like gerrymandering the English language with new wokeness every single day. So case in point is this. I mean, for instance, the word woke by itself. When did woke even become anything more than just the past tense of having been awakened? You know, like, you are so woke as compared to he woke up at 6 a.m. You see, woke speak has become its own language in many ways. But unlike other languages, it is merely a co-opting of existing language, a changing of the usage and grammar and definitions, if you will. To learn to speak woke, you actually have to unlearn what you currently know to be the correct pronunciation, grammatical context, syntax, and general usage of the English language. So here we go. Let me give you some cliff notes on how you can decipher woke words. Ready? Let's begin. All right. Start with pronouns. No longer a mere syllable word that's used to identify someone or something and tied to their biological identity. Oh no, things like male means he or him, female would be she and her, they and them would have to refer to a group, right? Oh no, no, no. They can now be bent to fit your identity of the day. They and them can be one person. She and her can be a biological male, and stay with me here, there is now also a pronoun they refer to as Z. Z, spelled Z-E. Z, which allegedly means non-binary. Okay, we could go all day on that one. Another word, diversity. Here's a good one. It used to mean a diverse or a different mix, right? It's now used in woke speak to refer to mostly racial and gender-based concerns that are basically meaning that there's not enough non-white, non-straight folks in a certain hiring pool or social grouping. But diversity is usually not a word that wokists use in a standalone capacity. Conservative scholar Victor Davis Hanson, he points out this. He says, quote, diversity, equity, and inclusion are an infamous triad. They're almost always used in corporate, professional, and academic administrative titles like the dean or the director or the provost of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Known more commonly by their familiar abbreviated sobriquets, he says, as diversity czars. And once these diversity czars get going, you just can't stop them. But then let's go even further. What is equity? Well, here's one that replaced the word equality, since equality became far too familiar. So the good idea fairy floated through and pointed out that equality actually means everyone has an equal opportunity. But equity, well, equity means that wokists get to decide who gets what. It's not a matter of giving everybody equal opportunity. It's a matter of distributing things the way the wokists think is more equitable. Like the Green New Deal's tree equity for big cities, or the equitable distribution of money in the welfare states. You know, sure. How about this? A favorite woke term that's often parlayed into great financial gain for protest groups is the use of two common words, hate and speech. So whatever wokists don't like usually devolves into something covered by hate speech monikers. And surely there's no First Amendment for saying what you believe is true. So basically, if it doesn't match the woke flavor of the day, like say, for instance, you don't believe in gay marriage, or that's hate speech. You don't support abortion, hate speech. You don't believe that frogs should have equal access to ponds inhabited by toads, hate speech. But then there's another woke term you have to know. It's called intersectionality. It's a multifaceted, multi-syllable term that no one had ever experienced until recent times when every wokist began vying for their own version of woke. And then they realized some woke causes lap over. Intersections of wokeness. Like a highway interchange where all of the yellow brick roads come together to lead toward the land of Oz. Are you non-binary? That's one section. Are you non-binary African-American? Intersectionality. There's two. Are you non-binary African-American, sometimes gender fluid with a lisp? That's an intersectionality goldmine. All right, then what else? Here's another one from Victor Davis Hanson. It's too good not to just quote it. Marginalized. Those marginalized are the dehumanized people that are inflicted upon by the white majority culture on the basis of race and sex and sexual orientation. And on rare occasions, the category can be really difficult to articulate, if you know what I mean, given the intrusion of irrelevant class considerations that supposedly remedy marginalization. What he's saying there is you can have someone who has been marginalized, but then they have income and wealth, but they're still marginalized. In other words, Barack Obama and LeBron James are permanently marginalized even though they're rich beyond all capacity, but an unemployed Pennsylvania coal miner is not. Okay, winding this down though. Poking a little fun here, but yet it's all true. Every bit of this is real dialogue in woke world. Winding down the woke dictionary for the day though, you have to know the term microaggression. You would think that means small but outrageous threats, right? But no, aggression no longer requires intent. The simple fact that I'm a straight white conservative male with a conservative worldview can be considered a microaggression by means of my very existence. So you're at fault through no fault of your own. Or perhaps you addressed that young man you just met in a social setting by his biological pronoun instead of his chosen pronoun. That's a microaggression. So I could go on and on. Expanding your woke lexicon into a keen and incisive means of debating with the woke culture. We could spend another half hour dissecting the veracity of revisionist vocabulary like safe spaces and theme housing and systemic racism and class and privilege and green energy and insurrection. You get the idea. Here's my thought, though. There is an English language. It is spoken, written, and espoused correctly, and likewise, it can be done incorrectly. meaning that there are actual standards. So before they start co-opting our linguistic capability in modern society to mean something it was never intended to mean, can we just debate this for a bit and make them explain it? Otherwise, we're just going to have the good idea fairies rewriting the dictionary faster than we can even look up the words. In woke world. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I hope you got the flavor there. I hope you gathered up. Am I poking fun? Man, yeah, I am. They deserve it. There is an English language. It has standards. They don't use them. The worst of it all is pronouns. You can't make up new pronouns. You cannot say they and them as a singular. It's just not. But folks, that's the world in which we live. You know what? Call it out when you see it. And sometimes you gotta laugh at it too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.